Today is Blackout Day 2020, when many Americans are planning to keep their wallets shut unless it's to spend money at Black-owned businesses. The purpose of the day is to highlight the spending power of Black Americans, estimated to be about $1.3 trillion a year. That's about the entire GDP of Australia. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure on member station VPM. And Robin, tell us more about Blackout Day 2020. Who's organizing this?
It's said to have emanated from the social media appeals of Calvin Martyr, who's an activist in Texas. He took to YouTube earlier in the spring. I'm quoting him. If we get enough Black people, all Black people, we can unite like they did in Montgomery, Alabama, where not one single Black person rode a bus, he said in that video. That right there is what caused the civil rights legislation to come. And you've seen all sorts of people pile on, and it's definitely been trending.
Well, people piling on and companies piling on as well, right? Not just Black Americans are participating in this, but other allies as well.
That's right. It's the multiplier effect and the virality, I think, of social media. The idea here is to demonstrate that, if you will, that Black wallets also matter. You take the spending of people of color for granted at your own power. Peril. So one very high-profile ally was Netflix, which is depositing $100 million of its cash in Black-owned banks. I learned that there are only 21 Black-owned banks in the U.S., and they're predominantly located in communities of color and capital in strain. So you can imagine how much that would help downstream.
Now, when we talk about downstream, we talk about Black-owned businesses in this country. How have they been faring in general during the pandemic?
There was a recent report in the National Bureau of Economic Research that the number of Black business owners actively working, that plummeted 41% from February to April, and that was a loss of about 450,000 Black business owners. That is massive. So, active white business owners, that clip dropped at 17%, and I think it underscores how fragile that community is. The gains were so short-lived, and they were going to disproportionately take the hit of a depression like this.
Well, we've also heard that because many Black-owned businesses are small and maybe only have a few employees, they haven't been able to take advantage of the PPP loans like larger companies.
That's right. But I will say that even though you could dispel those numbers and say that they're small and they're penny ante, the moral suasion is huge, Jeremy. You look at NASCAR and the Confederate flag. You look at Aunt Jemima and Cream of Wheat finally relenting on their iconography. So the allies in this community give that movement a huge multiplier effect.
Robin Farzad, thank you.
Thank you.